You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator at the Juno Public Library. Here for your update, I presume.
Yep. Going to talk about the library today.
Cool. Well, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
It would be funny if I was here talking about something else. Everybody would be
very
thrown
confused.
Off, probably.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while since I interviewed you. How has the last month at the library been going?
It's been going pretty good. We finished up our story, our summer reading programs and contests. So those all finished up at the end of August. And now everybody's prepping for fall and getting ready for all our fall programming.
Cool. And the Great American Read, is that wrapped up yet?
The summer reading contest has wrapped up, but we're still doing programming throughout, I think, September and October.
And you know me, whenever I have a library person in here, I have to ask, what are you reading right now?
So right now I'm reading now I'm going to be afraid to pronounce it on the air, like the Immortalists, I think.
You're kidding me.
No, is that?
We are reading the same book.
No.
We did not even plan that.
No, we didn't.
By Chloe Benjamin.
Yeah.
I did say right before we start talking, it would be weird if we were.
Yeah, and I was like,
Oh,
that's not going to happen. Of course that won't happen. And then,
what are the odds?
Yeah, I just started it last night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've a couple chapters in. I've been listening to the audiobook
for
a little while, but I really like it. So far, so good. I haven't finished it yet, but I recommend. It's a really original premise, I think.
Yeah, and that's I think I got the recommendation off of a book podcast I listened to put on by the New York Public Library, and they recommended it. So I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good.
That is crazy.
And I was like, Shelley will want to know what I'm reading, so.
Wow, I'm a little blown away by that. I don't remember where I got the recommendation, but anyway, now everybody's going to be reading it. Okay, so moving on, you're here for the update. What is happening? What's on the agenda for Juno Public Libraries?
So this Saturday at the Douglas Library, we have the Alaska Native Cultural Festival, and that is put on by our dear intern Morgan Blackgoat.
Yeah, she's been on the show a couple
times.
She's
been on the show.
She sounds like she's great for the library.
She's been doing wonderful, like coming up with programs and everything. I think this is like kind of like the final hurrah that she, the final big program she's been working towards all summer. So she gets to do this kind of like at the end of her internship and then go do a presentation about it, I think in Chicago. That's going to be coming up.
Wow.
We're all very excited about it. I wish that she's not unfortunately, fortunately at school right now. So that's why she's not here on the radio.
Good for her. Staying in school.
Staying in school.
Not throwing everything away for a career at the library yet.
Yeah, not yet. She has plenty of time for that. So I'm here to just let everybody know that that's coming up and to it's at the Douglas. So everybody, we always want people to go over to Douglas because it's a very nice, cute little library. Not a lot of people go over there. So right now, it's always nice and quiet. So it's going to be a great place to hold this event. And there's going to be fry bread. There's going to be some story times, a whole bunch of other activities. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's this Saturday, the 15th, 2 p.m. at the Douglas Public Library, Alaska Native Cultural Festival. Is this an annual event or is it the first time?
This is the first one and we'll see how it goes. So, you know, if you want this to become a thing that we like do again and repeat, like come show up on Saturday, because if one of the big reasons how we know programs are successful or that people want to do things is if you come and then we know that like that's what our public wants to do.
Well, it sounds like a cool event, so I do hope you get a great turnout.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right. And then the next thing you want to talk about was the First Family Night. What is First Family Night?
Yeah, so Family Nights are an event we do like every month during the school year. I think we partner with AEYC, and they took a break during the summer. And so the first one will be next week on Thursday. And they want everybody to wear pajamas because they're going to talk about how it's getting darker in the fall equinox. And there will be some story time, some light snacks. It's a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds great.
Downtown.
The Downtown Public Library. Yep. Nice. That's September 20th, 5 p.m. And that's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Pajama party. Sounds like fun. And then the last thing on the agenda that you wanted to talk about is the upcoming author talk, and that's at the Alaska State Library.
Yeah, that's at the Alaska State Library, and it's on a Saturday at like 2 p.m., and we are doing an author talk with Mary Erlander, the Alaska Native son, and we are partnering with the state library, so they have a nice bigger space and can like have a host a bunch of people there.
You guys partner together on events pretty frequently?
We do off and on. Like if we want something to that kind of aligns with both of our goals, because we're more public, they're like academic, and so mm-hmm. whenever there's something that kind of like aligns, then we can partner with them.
Cool. And her book is titled Walter Harper, Alaska Native Son, and I have a little bit of blurb about it. It illuminates the life of the remarkable Irish Athabascan man who was the first person to summit Mount Denali. That's North America's tallest mountain. So that is what that book is about and what the author will be speaking about when she comes to give her talk Saturday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. at the Alaska State Library. All right, Kate, anything else you want to talk about today?
Well, I mean, we're still pushing our the tutor.com database, like I think I talked about it right before school started. Well,
really cool resource.
Yeah, really cool resource. It's been about a month now, so you're probably getting close to getting the homework and maybe trying to figure out, like, maybe your kids are kind of figuring out what subjects are having a hard time with or where they might need a little bit of help. So this is a good time before you start getting into, like, the end of the quarter, end of the semester rush, like, checking out tutor.com so you can kind of stay ahead of the game. And you can access it through our website, so juno.org/library. And it's that resource is thanks to our friends at the State Library. They provide for it. Like, you're actually accessing the database through SLED, and we want people to use this resource because it's kind of been a little bit not a lot of people have been using it, and we think it's great, and we want more people to come and use it and get help with school when you need it, so you don't have to stress out about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you mentioned it again. We've talked about it before. It's a really excellent resource, so folks should go and check it out. And you can find out more at juno.org/library about the Juno Public Libraries and their events, or on the Facebook page, which I really like, because book recommendations, among other things, get posted there too.
Yeah, all of our events are on there, especially the ones that occur every week. So if you're don't see our calendar, like, you can check our Facebook page for all the events that are occurring and what days they are, which is pretty nice.
Cool. All right, Kate, thanks again so much for coming in today and giving us that update. And we'll have to talk about that book when we both finish it.
Yeah.
All right, see you next time.
Thanks.